it's still really quite shocking to me, because obviously I was in a relationship where there was no issues, there wasn't previous attacks, I wasn't beaten up before, I'd never been, you know, and I'm not that kind of woman that would take that kind of behaviour. I would have dealt with it, and I think that's why it went to the extreme that it did so quickly. The sentence, I'm hoping that it will be in between the two.
Between nine and 16 years. The hypnotherapy, you were saying, helped you immensely, because when you were attacked, you came away with some horrific, as I mentioned, injuries and a lot of head injuries. You were completely unrecognisable from the photos that I've seen as well.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that the biggest injury to you was psychologically to your confidence as well, was
it?
Was that absolutely. Must have been a huge journey back.
The bleed on the brain. I mean, when I first, when I was in hospital, when I was initially in hospital, the first sort of week of being in hospital, I was incoherent. I had no memory of what had even happened. I was even asking, where's Jason? What's going on? You know, I had no idea, no recollection of the attack. I didn't know why I was there. I was withdrawn. I was a shell of my former self. You know, I was just an empty vessel. That's how I felt. And then sort of 2 weeks after I was discharged from hospital, and I'm quite a practical, forward-thinking person, and I was making steps to kind of recover, but I couldn't just sit at home. I'm not the kind of person that just sits there and thinks, right, okay, let's just sit here and my life's over. I thought, what am I going to do to get myself back? And that's how the hypnotherapy came about.
A lot of people say as well, when you get to court, it's almost like, you know, it's whatever the crime all over again for people who've been through it as well. Was it like that for you? I mean, did you have to face him in a courtroom and open court?
No, I had special measures. It's called special measures, where I gave evidence behind a screen, so I didn't have to see him again.
Yeah.
But obviously, you have to go through all the evidence. Now, there was about 40, just over 40 photos of my house, which was covered in blood. I mean, I lost 2 pints of blood as well. So,
given that you didn't know after the attack, what was it like to see that back when you saw the state that you were in and the state your house was in?
Yeah, horrible. It was a murder scene. I mean, they were forensic photographs. I mean, the forensic teams, my house was cornered off with police tape. I am lucky to be here. It was a murder scene, if you like. But all the photos, there were knives. He'd filled the bath with water. There was knives in the bath. There was blood up and down the stairs where I tried to get down the stairs to phone the police. My bedroom was completely sodden in blood. It was the whole, and I have no recollection of that myself, but obviously having to look at those photos, I knew it would be disturbing. And I worked with David on the hypnotherapy side and the sort of therapy in order to have the strength to go through that process, because I knew it was going to be really difficult.